The title of the document sounds very ordinary, an appeal for the church and the world to Catholics and all people of goodwill. But its contents have become ammunition for Vatican hardliners opposed to Pope Francis. The online manifesto asks Catholics to resume public worship, which has been suspended since the COVID-19 outbreak. Pope Francis said Catholics needed to follow the medical advice of their governments. The first signatory to the manifesto is Italian Archbishop and former Vatican official Carlo Maria Vigano. Massimo Fagioli of Villanova University in Philadelphia writes for the Catholic magazine Commonweal, and he's been reading between the lines.
Archbishop Vigano, the former nuncio to the United States, has been in hiding for almost 2 years now, since August 2018, and he has a history of trying to make outlandish accusations against Pope Francis. But also that document accepts a conspiracy theory on what the COVID-19 is. I mean, it's saying that is the opportunity created by a world conspiracy to take control of the world and to oppress religion.
And we should point out that the main author of this, he is not an insignificant figure. He's the former papal ambassador to the United States. So what does this suggest to you about how high up in the Vatican these conspiracy theories run?
He has a history of making extreme accusations even before becoming the papal nuncio to the United States, when he was in the Vatican as an administrator of Vatican City-State. He was inclined to this kind of extreme statements. This statement is disturbing, not just because of what he says, but also because he was able to gather the consent and the signatures of cardinals that until now they were respected or had, I mean, some respect from some people, like, for example, Cardinal Luke Mueller, who was the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in the Vatican for 5 years, between 2012-2017, basically the chief doctrinal officer in the Catholic Church. And so if Cardinal Mueller signs that kind of statement, it says something on the man who was in charge of doctrine, but also the former cardinal of Hong Kong, the cardinal in charge of liturgy for the Vatican, Cardinal Sara. He first signed it, and then he withdrew his signature. So it's not just Vigano, it's not just the statement, but the kind of support and signatures that it gathered that says that a certain critique against Francis has become more extreme and has taken advantage of the pandemic to swallow everything in the culture wars. Mm. Because this is, I think, one episode of the globalization of the American culture war.
In this document, they're effectively accusing Pope Francis of caving in, of capitulating to secular governments, aren't they? That seems to be their basic grievance.
It is. They think that the Catholic Church is exempt not just from jurisdiction of the nation states, but also from the findings of science. And they think that there is an area of immunity that the Catholic Church should enjoy, not just from the power of legal authorities, but also of science. And this is disturbing because it echoes a little bit what has happened in the United States, in the Catholic Church, in the age of Donald Trump, that is in part the aspiration to be above the law and in part to dream of themselves as not touched by reality, by the reality of the pandemic. So this is a globalization of a very American approach to religious liberty that is about a privilege that they think the Catholic Church should have. Mm. And instead, Francis has taken a different approach, saying we should really follow these guidelines, and at the same time, we should have a dialogue with legal authorities, public authorities, to find when we can reopen churches. But he certainly hasn't undermined the science or the legal authority of governments that are de facto the only ones who can tackle this.
It's worth mentioning that Pope Francis himself has a background in science for a few brief years before he became a priest. What do you mean when you say that they actually have a view that is neo-Christendom?
So here, one of the great achievements of the Catholic Church in these last 50, 60 years is the acceptance of the idea of the freedom of religion for all individuals. So that language is used, but when some bishops or cardinals or some Catholics say we have freedom of religion, they don't mean we have the same freedom of religion of others that are non-Catholic. They think that the only full unlimited freedom of religion should be for the Catholic Church, because they think that only the Catholic Church is a true church, which is a medieval concept of the freedom of religion, the freedom of the church against political power, which is not the papal teaching today, because it's a fundamental freedom of all individuals and of all religious groups. It's not something that sets Catholicism apart from others.
Villanova professor and Commonweal columnist Massimo Fagioli.